Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on this Tuesday, we'll look at this, June the 6th, 2023, 6-6-23, 13 minutes past the hour, 60 degrees and hazy skies here in the Marion area. And we all know what that means. Hazy means pollen and it means allergies. So if you are a sufferer of allergies or pollen or anything like that, I hope your day is going well, because it could be a rough one out there today. Well, we're having a great week here at the station. Ninth anniversary celebration this week, and we're going to have the big party on Thursday night, 7:15 to 9 p.m., and I'm still getting RSVPs from people. And what I want to kind of explain to people, for years and years and years here, pretty much since the first anniversary of the station, back in 2015, on anniversary day, or pretty close to it, we have gotten people together who have either been at the station or are at the station and celebrated with pizza and fun, and it's always a fun party. It's kind of like the Christmas party. And of course, we put it on the air. And this year, we've invited a lot of people back who have been here in the past, and the people who are still here, and I'm hearing from a lot of them this week, and people who were important to the success of this station. So I'm really looking forward to Thursday night. It's going to be a lot of fun, just 2 days away, coming up this Thursday. I just got an alert on the computer as I talk about hazy skies. It says the air quality is poor. So we definitely know that people suffering with allergies now are going to have a rough day out there today. But don't forget to tune in Thursday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on this station, the 9th anniversary special of WGH Talk. It's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of reminiscences of things that have happened in the past, and it's just fun to see everybody. I like seeing everybody. I like that sort of thing. So looking forward to Thursday, and the fact that we did not get to do it last year because I was out sick, we didn't have a party last year for the anniversary. So it's great that we can do it this year. Now, here's something kind of interesting. I was talking about this yesterday, and it developed a little more last night. I said over the weekend, I think it was over the weekend, yeah, I believe it was Saturday, I got a message from this girl on social media asking me how I was. And I thought, well, she didn't look familiar, and I don't normally respond to people who I don't know, but she looked harmless enough. And I said, I'm doing fine, how are you? And we eventually got to the point where she said, or where I said, because I felt bad that I didn't know who this was, I said, where do I know you from? And she said, Sears. And I thought, wait a second here. I used to work at Sears when I was in high school and college. This could be right, but I did not remember this girl. So then she says, I used to come over to your apartment. I lived in an apartment back then in college. And I would sit on your porch and we would talk. And I'm thinking, I don't remember this at all. I don't remember this. I don't remember this person. Nothing. Nothing is ringing a bell. So then she finally says that she was in the Navy. And I thought, okay, wait a second. That does kind of ring a bell. Because I remember we had this young girl who worked in our department who had been in the Navy. She was out of the Navy, and now she was working in our department. And I did have a good time with her. So I finally kind of remembered who she was. Now, sitting on my porch and having conversations and all of that, I didn't remember any of that, but I remembered kind of who she was. So yesterday, we ended up kind of having a long talk about where she is now and what she's doing. And I think we're going to get together and have a nice outing, I guess. She was always a fun person. We did always get along. I remember that. But then, of course, I get along with everybody. Well, I get along with everybody who I like. The psychopaths, I don't get along with very well. But it's okay that they're psychopaths, though, because, you know, what can you do? You're born with the mental illness. But I get along with everybody else outside of that. So, you know, I'll report back to you and let you know how that goes. I don't know that we'll reminisce about things of the past, because I don't really remember the past with her very well. But seems like a nice enough girl, and maybe it'll jog my memory. So there's a little update on that. As I said, the guest list is growing for the party on Thursday. Going to have food, I believe. It's going to be a lot of fun. So the guest list this week is growing of people who are coming on for our 9th anniversary. Had Dr. Art Uhlein on yesterday. I hope you enjoyed that. I enjoy Dr. Art Uhlein so much. You know, he has come on with me so many times. And during the pandemic, he was a real help, because this is a real doctor who knows how to deal with broadcasting. He was on the Today Show for almost 30 years. He wrote so many best-selling books. And when he came on during the pandemic, he was a real wealth of information, I think, for all of us. And he's come on so many other times to talk about so many other issues. And it was good to talk with him yesterday, because it had been a long time since we had done that. And I just think he's one of the best people out there, and I do know that a lot of people like talking to him. Now, did anybody learn anything from Dr. Uhlein yesterday? I thought, or did you just like the interview? I thought he was very sharp yesterday in talking about his own illnesses and what he's facing in life. And we talked about a lot of things, bedside manner of doctors yesterday. We talked about how everybody kind of fears death, how nobody should put a timetable on your life. I just thought he was fascinating. So if anybody has anything they'd like to say about Dr. Uhlein or anything else, give me a buzz. If you have a favorite memory of the 9 years of WGH Talk, I'd love to hear about that as well. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, I always enjoy hearing from you, the listening audience, because as I've said, as we celebrate the anniversary this week, if it wasn't for the listening audience, highly unlikely we would be here doing this every day. Now, I do want to say something. There are some stories that just stick out in your mind. And to be honest with you, I'm not sure that I ever met either one of these people, but it was all a social media thing. And this is what I think the story was, and I'm not going to say the names, because as I say, I don't think I ever really met these people in person. But I think it was about a year ago that the wife, and both of these people were probably in their 60s and 70s, the wife had been diagnosed with some kind of cancer, and she was starting treatment. And she would give updates how she was doing. Well, at some point during her treatment, her husband, now I don't know if he got cancer as well, but he ended up getting some kind of illness. I'm not sure what it was. I think it had to do with the brain. So she would post updates on her husband and updates on herself. Well, about a month ago, in the middle of May, I saw where her husband had died. I believe he'd ended up in a nursing home, and it kind of got bad quick, and he ended up dying. And I thought to myself, boy, how's that going to impact her? I know what she's been going through for a year. And now her husband's gone. That's very difficult. And yesterday, I got on social media, and I believe the celebration of life for her husband was either last Sunday or the Sunday before. So it's been in the last 2 weeks that the life of her husband was celebrated. And I noticed I had not seen any posts from her on social media giving any updates or speaking about her husband. And yesterday I saw where she had passed away. And 18 days after her husband had died is what the article said, the obituary. So I'm sorry to hear that, but, you know, maybe that was the way it was supposed to be. You know, I imagine not feeling well and going through what she was going through was tough, and then to lose her husband probably made it more difficult, and she passed away 18 days after her husband. So our thoughts are with her family, and it just must be horrible to lose your mother and father 18 days apart. Even though, you know, you're not a child anymore, that still is a very, very, very difficult thing. So when I saw that, you know what it made me think of? What it made me think of was what Dr. Euline and I were kind of talking about yesterday, about mental state is really, really important when it comes to any kind of illness. If you're out walking every day and you're out doing some kind of exercise and you're around people who are enjoyable and making you laugh, I think it really does change the game. Because I'm not saying the husband's death totally contributed to this woman's death, but I certainly don't think it helped to have that kind of a tragedy in your life when you're already going through something. So, you know, mental state is everything, and I guess that's just the way it is. Now, on another note, yesterday I decided I was going to go outside and pull weeds, because as I've said many times on this show, my goal in life is to be a gardener. You know, when I leave this show and have nothing to do in the mornings, my goal in life is to be a gardener. I'm going to mow lawns, and I'm going to plant gardens, and I'm going to grow things, and I'm going to, you know, tear weeds up, and just, you know, I'm going to become a full-time gardener, because I think that it's very relaxing, and I think it's fun to watch things grow. Now, at one point in my life, a couple years ago, I did try to grow tomatoes. Now, some people feel this was a failure, but I don't believe it was a failure, because I did get tomatoes off of my tomato plants. So I don't think that was a full failure. But I'm going to try this again this year. And I think I'm going to get on it this weekend. I've been busy the last couple weekends. But once this anniversary week is over, I think I'll have some time. And I do know some people who know something about gardening and growing things. So this weekend, you know, I just might be back into the tomato growing business, and I might even add something else into this. You know, I think last time one of the problems was I really did not know what I was doing, and I think the person who was helping me, and I think they were helping me as best they could, but I'm not sure when they ran into the hard soil that apparently I have in my neighborhood that they knew what to do. So it's just one of those things. But I think this year will be much better after a 2-year layoff of not of growing anything. I think this year will be better. Now, does anybody have any tips on this? 26 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. Any tips on gardening or growing things? What's the best thing to do? Now, a lot of people will say put down Miracle-Gro or some kind of fertilizer. Now, I did not do that 2 years ago. I think I just planted them and then watered them when I could. Now, I do remember at one point I had to put a stake in the ground and tie the plant up because it was leaning over. So this goes to the idea that it was growing, and there were tomatoes on it. And when tomatoes grow on the vine, it, you know, bends over a little bit. Let's go to the phones here.
All right. Go ahead, caller. Well, Scott, you got to get up real early in the morning and start that gardening.
Now, what time do you have to get up?
Well, whenever you feel like you don't want to get up, you must get up and get it done.
Well, see, I think that's right, too. And I think 2 years ago when I did the tomatoes, I did get some tomatoes off of that vine. I just think my soil is hard for some reason. And there's something to that, I believe.
I'm just kidding you. Heck, there's mornings I can't get out there and do that. It grows on you. See, get that? Gardening grows on you?
I like it.
Okay, you like that quote. Scott, I've got two tomato plants here. I was going to bring up to your place. I was going to first find time to get a hold of you, so I thought they're going to run in there and check what Scott's got on his agenda today. And then you can get someone else, and you can get that, and they can show you a lot of things. And I'll show you a quick and easy time, and maybe you can give me a call sometime and let me know when you're available. In the next couple of days, we're going to get rain this weekend, so you won't have to water it or something like that. You'll have to water it, but it'll be pretty nice that we aren't still in the drought, per se.
That's great. I appreciate it. Yeah, I'll give you a call in the next couple of days, and we'll get that done, because I want to try that again this year. Didn't get to try it last year, but 2 years ago, I really did enjoy it. It didn't produce as many tomatoes as I thought, but it kept being said to me that it was because of hard soil. Now, do you know anything about hard soil?
Yeah, it's pretty hard right now. I've noticed that myself, but you know, I told you earlier there with pulling weeds, well, it was moisture. They pulled out easy, and you got a lot of dirt with it, see? And then you just hit it against the ground where you pulled out, so I dip it in. No big deal there. But now the ground's so dry, if you get a hold of one of them tough roots, you can pull him clear out. It's got that root about 6 inches long down in there, and he just flies out. You'll say, boy, I've got two young coming up next year either. But, yeah, let's do that and get a couple of them done, and then you'll have fun watching them grow and water them, okay?
Yeah, I think so. Hey, I'll be in touch. Thank you.
Yeah, you give me a jingle sometime or just leave a message if I'm not available right there.
I'll do that. Thank you.
You're welcome, Scott.
All right, well, there we go. I'm on my way to Tomato Plant City this year. Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, I'll tell you something else. Now, last night, there is a... I don't even know if this is a weed. There's something that grows in front of my garage door. Now, it gets very big, and sometimes it kind of interferes with the automatic garage door. I'll pull out, and the garage door will start to go down, and the wind will blow, and this whatever it is will kind of blow into the path of the garage door, and the garage door will not shut. So last night I thought, I'm going to take care of this thing because I think it's a weed. People have told me in the past it's a weed. But honestly, the bottom of it looks like a tree. It's got branches on it. So I took care of it last night and knocked it down, but I'm not sure that's a weed. So now here's the question. What is the difference between a weed and a bush and a tree? Now, I don't think it's a tree, but I think it could be a bush. So if it has, like, a branch at the bottom of it, does that make it a bush other than a weed? Because a weed doesn't have branches on the bottom of it, does it? I don't know. All I know is I had to break this branch last night to take this thing down so it stopped getting in front of my garage door. Because, you know, I get tired of that. Pulling out, putting the garage door down, and then the garage door sees this thing, and it goes back up, and then you got to pull back in, and you got to shut the garage door manually because it will not shut automatically because of this plant growing back and forth. But I took care of it yesterday. Master gardener that I am. Tom McNutt would be proud. Remember Tom McNutt, the old garden expert on Channel 4? Does anybody know what's the difference between a weed, a bush, and a tree? I don't know. And I don't know why. Oh, I'm getting a picture here from Mary out there. I believe, now I don't know, is this, wonder if this is a tomato plant. Now, see, Mary knows what she's doing. She's got a pot, and she's got her plant in there, and she's got the... Now, what do they call those things that you put around the plant that you can tie the plant to as it gets big? She's got a couple of those. That looks like a real master gardener there. Mary knows what she's doing. See, I'm not that advanced. Container gardening. Well, see, I like that. And you know what? I do have a pot in my garage. When I was doing the Memorial Day cookout, I found a pot in the garage that maybe I should plant something in. I mean, you never know. Maybe I should do it that way. But see, I don't know where I'd put the pot. I guess you just put it outside. Maybe in the flower garden. I don't know. Yeah, Mary's got a couple pots going on here. She's ready. She is ready for summer. Tomato cage. That's what they're called, tomato cages. Well, I certainly don't have any tomato cages, but I had a stick that I stuck in the ground, and then I took string and tied the tomato plant to it. So I guess it's kind of a real earthy thing that I was going for in my garden a couple years ago. But does anybody know the difference between a weed, a tree, and a plant? See, this is real deep stuff here this morning. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. A weed? See, I just don't think that thing I took down yesterday was a weed. Because the root is really still in the ground. There would have been no way to pull that root out. It was a thick root. But I just don't think it was a bush. And I'm sure it wasn't a tree. I don't know what it was. If it was a weed, it certainly had a thick base on it. Well, if anybody's got any ideas, give me a buzz here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And again, don't forget the big 9th anniversary special coming up on Thursday, 7 to 9 p.m. I'm trying to think of a good day this week to do the tomato thing. Maybe Friday after I'm off the air, if all is well, because I know the rain's coming in this weekend, so it probably would be good to get it done Friday afternoon, maybe around 2 o'clock. Maybe we can work that out. Let's take the phone call here, see what's going on. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I think all three of them there are put on earth, and they start growing, and I don't think anybody knows everything about a weed, a tree, and a bush, but when they grow up, they could have a pretty flower on it. The tree, you could climb it after 60, 70 years and put a little house up there, and you could live up in a tree house and all that kind of stuff. But you know what? I think that bush, that might be a beer after you got through tugging and pulling those weeds up, you know?
It was definitely close. And the funny thing is, when I moved here over 8 years ago, I know that was not there. That is something that has happened in the last 4 years. And it was causing the garage door not to go down. So last night I went out and I thought, I got to get rid of this thing. So I started to pull the branches off. But when you got to the bottom of it, it had a thick, I don't even know if it's called a root. It was just a thick, kind of barky bottom to it. So I thought, well, this is probably not a weed. I don't know what this is.
Well, it's got a root somewhere. I'll bring a little solution. We'll just put on that little bit booger and see if it comes up next year when we talk, okay?
Well, that works, because if I can get rid of that thing, because it gets it in front of that garage door, and that's horrible.
Yeah. Okay, Scott.
Hey, thanks.
Yeah,
bye. Yep. All right. Well, maybe we'll do all that on Friday, maybe around 2 o'clock if all works out well before the big storm comes in this weekend. All right. If anybody else has anything to say, 740-751-4038, 37 minutes past the hour. Hopefully Lee and Sarah are out there having a good morning this morning. I can't tell you how good last week it was to hear from Lee and Sarah, or Sarah Lee, as I like to call them. After a few months, they were both having some personal issues, but they were both back last week, and I hope everything is going well for them this week. And again, phone lines always remain open here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Anything on your mind this morning? Oh, okay. I know there was something I did want to do. We've had a funny thing going on here as far as our Family Feud game has gone. Last Thursday, when I was here at the let's see here. Oh, I started to read a message there. I started to read a message and got distracted. Now, last Thursday, when I was working from the home office, I started this Family Feud category, and I could not remember how far we got through it. So I said yesterday, well, we're just going to have to start this whole thing over because I can't remember how far we got through this thing. So yesterday we started it again, but we only got so far through it. So we're going to give it a try here again today. Now, the category is, name a place stressed out people go to feel better. Name a place stressed out people go to feel better. Now, the answers we got yesterday, spa was number one, beach was number three, church was number four, and massage parlor was number five. Now, there were still two left, two answers left, number two and number six on the list. Now, does anybody remember what number two and number six were on the list? And then we can finish this category off. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name a place stressed out people go to feel better. Go ahead, caller.
I think number two was bar.
Yes, it was a bar. That's right. So now we're down to one.
And was any of them like meditate or I know exercising and jogging and all that wasn't there.
No, not meditation or exercise. No, what? Just one left though.
Was it a counselor?
Not a counselor, but kind of close to that. It's in the medical field.
Yeah, that's okay.
All right. Name a place stressed out people go to feel better. A place stressed out people go to feel better. 740-751-4038. 40 minutes past the hour here. Spa was number one. Bar was number two. Beach was three. Church was four. Massage parlor was five. But we still don't have number six. And number six is the final one we need today. What was it? Now, I do think we did get this one last week when we did it the first time, if I remember right. Does anybody know what it is? 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Was the last one a chiropractor?
Not a chiropractor, but again, pretty close. Not a chiropractor, but not too far off. Name a place stressed out people go to feel better. We've got the spa, the bar, the beach, the church, the massage parlor, and our final answer here today. Does anybody remember what that final answer was? Now, it does fall in the medical field. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 42 minutes past the hour. Name a place stressed out people go to feel better. And we've got the top five answers here. Spa, bar, beach, church, massage parlor. Answer number six is what is eluding us here this morning, eluded us yesterday, and, you know, I don't remember, I think we got this one the last time we did it last week, but I don't remember, I think we did, I'm almost positive we did, but you never know. 42 minutes past the hour here. Name a place stressed out people go to feel better. Well, what about the garden? They go out to the garden and they look at their tomatoes and whatever else is out there. All right. A name, a place stressed out people would feel better. Go ahead, caller.
I said the massage yesterday. You got that right?
Right. We got the massage.
And the spa.
We got the spa. Yep.
And it's in the medical field.
Yeah, it would be considered in the medical field, I believe.
Okay.
Okay.
Definitely would be considered in the medical field. 43 minutes past the hour. Name a place stressed out people go to feel better. Spa, bar, beach, church, massage parlor, and one answer left. Does anybody know what that one answer is? It was number 6 on the list. Only 4 people surveyed gave this answer. Name a place stressed out people go to feel better. 740-751-4038, 44 minutes past the hour here. Don't forget the big anniversary party special, which you can listen to. Mark it down on your calendar Thursday night, this coming Thursday, 7 to 9 p.m. here on this station. 7 to 9 p.m. here on this station, 7:15 to 9 p.m. I've talked to a few people, and it's going to be fun to see them and get together and reminisce about 9 years. I can't believe it's been 9 years since we started, way back on June the 11th, 2014. My goodness. That's unbelievable to me that 9 years have passed by, almost a decade at this particular point. Some people have come, some people have gone, but we certainly remember everybody in a fond way, positive way. Had a lot of great guests, taken a lot of great trips, done a lot of fun stuff, and continue to do a lot of fun stuff. So it's a very positive thing to celebrate. Name a place stressed out people go to feel better. Number 1 was spa, 2 was bar, 3 was beach, 4 was church, 5 was massage parlor. What is number 6? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, spa was definitely the big one. 23 people said spa. 21 people said bar. 9 people said beach. 4 people said church. 4 people said massage parlor. But then there was one left on the list. One answer. And I'm pretty sure when we did this the first time last Thursday that somebody did get this answer. Does anybody remember what it was? 740-751-4038. Might be, apparently it is a difficult one this morning. Now remember, the hints are it kind of does fall in the medical field. Well, that's really beyond that. I don't know.
All right. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller.
It's not the pharmacy, is it?
Not the pharmacy, but a good guess.
Not the pharmacy, but not a bad guess. Name a place stressed out people go to feel better. Spa, bar, beach, church, massage parlor. One answer left to go here. What is this final answer? You know, every time I say final answer, I think of the old Who Wants to Be a Millionaire show. Remember? At the end, Regis would say, is that your final answer? I guess they had to lock the final answers in for legal purposes. Well, there's another man who's went on to his reward, Regis Philbin, a couple years ago. Name a place stressed out people go to feel better. 48 minutes past the hour. Spa, bar, beach, church, massage parlor, and our final answer on this particular list. Number 6. Then we can go in another direction. You know, last week it was saying we had near record highs when it came to the weather. Now today it's saying we're having near record lows. Boy, I'll tell you, the temperatures just go up and down, up and down, up and down. I wonder if it's one of those nor'easters, is that what they call them? Nor'easters that like to run through here? All right. One answer left here. Let's see if anybody gets it. Go ahead, caller.
It's not to the hospital, is it?
Not to the hospital, but sometimes
something
these...
like that. I think the main thing would be to exercise or go to the gym. And I know I just can't think of it. It's like, because the ones you think would be there, they're not.
Well, sometimes these places are located in the hospital.
You don't mean a psych ward, do you?
Not a psych ward, but I think some people need to go there sometimes to feel better.
So it's a place, you don't mean like an emergency room, do you?
Nope, not the ER.
And it's in a hospital?
Yeah, some of them are definitely located in the hospital. They're located other places, but I've seen a few of these located in the hospital. I know. Keep thinking.
Okay.
All right. Name a place stressed out people go to feel better. A place stressed out people go to feel better. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Spa, bar, beach, church, massage parlor. One answer left on the list here today. What is that final elusive answer? Now, it does have something to do with medical. Some of them are located in hospitals. They're located other places. But some of them are located in hospitals. Does anybody know? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name a place stressed out people go to feel better. Well, the spa was far and away the big one. 23 people said spa. 21 people said bar. Only 9 people said beach. 4 people said church. 4 people said massage parlor. And 4 people also gave this answer. This final answer that we're looking for. Some of these places are located in hospitals. It has to do with the medical field. You go there to feel better. That's what we're looking for.
Go ahead, caller.
What's the first letter, Scott?
R.
Rehab.
Rehab. You got it. That's it. Thank goodness.
Okay, bye.
Oh, thank you. Rehab. Rehab centers. Absolutely. Rehab centers. Let's take the call here anyway and see what we got going on. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Is it like a self-help group or a therapy group?
We just got it. It was rehab centers.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I remember now because that kind of threw me. Yeah.
Yep,
okay.
Right. Oh, now we can move on to the next category.
All right, we finally made it through that one. Name a place stressed out people go to feel better: spa, bar, beach, church, massage parlor, and rehab center. All right, 53 minutes past the hour. Let's go on to the next one here. Now, I like these. We have a lot of these type of categories, and I like them. Name a word or phrase that starts with the word break. B-R-E-A-K. Now, there are six of these on the list. Name a word or phrase that starts with the word break. Now, remember, it has to start with it. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name a word or phrase that starts with the word break. Six big answers here this morning. Go ahead, caller.
Well, Juice Newton sang a song called Break It To Me Gently. I'm sure that's not there.
No. Nope.
Skaggs had Breakdown Dead Ahead, two of my favorite songs, by the way. So instead, I'll just make a boring answer, Breakout.
Breakout. Let's
which
see
also,
here.
Which also was a song by Swing Out Sister, but it's probably there because it's an expression.
No Breakout on the list.
And that's not break like break a car. It's break like B-R-E-A-K, right?
Yeah, B-R-E-A-K.
Didn't we have this before? And I think I said Break Fast, which is breakfast. We had this one a few months ago. Now I remember.
Well, let's see if you can remember. Yeah, breakfast is on the answer, or is on the list,
yeah,
number
that
two.
Was there, because I kind of said, well, it really means you break a fast, like you don't have a.
Well, you know what? Hold on, I'll tell you. I'll switch this up. If we've done this one before, hold on. I got one here that I know we have not done. Here's one for you. Name an occasion where parents force their kids to wear a certain outfit.
A religious milestone, bar mitzvah, bat mitzvah, communion. You know, whatever religion you might be, bar mitzvah, bat mitzvah, communion, I mean, one of those kind of events.
So like a special occasion?
Well, a religious milestone, bar mitzvah, bat mitzvah, communion. I mean, or just even just going to church. I mean, a religious event, which might be a milestone, or it just might be going to church or going to church on Easter or something like that.
Well, yeah, church is on the list. Church is number four on the list.
Okay. So the other answers weren't there? Because that's the first thing I would think of.
No, bar mitzvah, and what's the other thing you said? Bar mitzvah?
Communion?
Nope, communion.
I mean,
nope.
Bat mitzvah is the female.
No bar mitzvah, oh, no okay. Communion? Nope.
I was thinking of you in that yarmulke I used to wear.
Yes. Well, people love the
yarmulke. It was very flattering.
Yeah, very nice.
Okay, well, glad church is there.
You got it.
Talk to you later.
All right. Name an occasion where parents force their kids to wear a certain outfit. Church is number four on the list. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 answers left. Go ahead, caller.
I'll say wedding.
Wedding is number one on the list. You got it. Wedding comes in at number one on the list. Name an occasion where parents force their kids to wear a certain outfit. Wedding is number one. Church, number four. There are still 1, 2, 3, 4 answers on the list. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, I'll say funeral.
No funerals on the list. No funerals on the list here today. Name an occasion where parents force their kids to wear a certain outfit. Wedding is number one. Church is number four. Still four answers left to go. Go ahead, caller.
How about Halloween?
Halloween is number three on the list. You got it.
Yeah, Halloween, you know, hasn't it become kind of more of an adult celebration than a kid's celebration in our lifetime, Scott? Suddenly it's like a two-month-long festivities that begin after Labor Day, and it seems like adults are more into Halloween than kids.
You know, I don't know. I see an awful lot of trunk-or-treats going on now.
I figure I'm scary enough in the natural state, so I never dress up.
There you go. Thanks, Adam.
Okay, goodbye.
All right, Halloween is on the list. Wedding number one, Halloween 3 and church is 4. There are still 3 answers left on the board here. Name an occasion where parents force their kids to wear a certain outfit. 57 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. An occasion where parents force their kids to wear a special outfit. Go ahead, caller.
Let's try the beach.
No beach on the list.
No beach in this particular category. Now, it showed up in the last category, but not in this one. Name an occasion where parents force their kids to wear a certain outfit. Wedding, Halloween, church, 3 other answers to go. Number 2, 5, and 6 on the list. Name an occasion where parents force their kids to wear a certain outfit. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Coming up on 59 minutes past the hour here, WGH Radio Time.
Go ahead, caller.
School clothes.
School picture day, number 6 on the list. You got it.
Okay.
School picture day shows up at number 6 on the list here today. So we've got wedding, Halloween, church, school picture day. Got about 30 seconds left here. 740-751-4038. Name an occasion where parents force their kids to wear a certain outfit. Wedding, Halloween, church, and school picture day. 2 left to go. The number 2 and number 5 answers. Anniversary party on the air Thursday night, 7:15 till 9 p.m. All right, we got to take a 15-minute break. Don't you dare go anywhere. Stick to this station.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio, the place for all the big events. For Scott Spears and Terry Tackett at the 2016 World Series in Cleveland, Ohio, as the Cleveland Indians face the Chicago Cubs.
Now, how is this all